If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
It was a mild evening in the Sequoias, the kind that coaxes you outside to breathe in the fresh scent of pine and the feel of the gentle kiss of the campfire's warmth. The stars twinkled above like a sprinkle of salt on a vast black tablecloth. The silence was so profound, it seemed almost tangible. An experienced camper had chosen this spot for a solitary retreat, eager to unravel the fabric of civilization and weave myself into nature's quiet embrace. After a day of setting up camp, I sat by the crackling fire, savoring the sweet aroma of sizzling marshmallows and the crunch of graham crackers. The darkness grew thicker, swallowing the light of the fire until it was merely a beacon in a sea of night. The distant hoot of an owl pierced the air, and the rustle of leaves whispered secrets only the wind understood. As I finished my s'mores, a sudden chill ran down my spine, a silent messenger that the night had more in store than I had bargained for. With a yawn and a stretch, I retreated to the sanctity of my tent. The zipper closed behind me, sealing myself in a cocoon of nylon and mesh. I slipped into the comfort of my sleeping bag and listened to the serenade of the crickets, feeling the earth's rhythm beneath me. My eyelids grew heavy, and soon, I was lost in a realm of dreams where the only sound was the symphony of my own breathing. The second night was when the unexpected visitor came. I was jolted awake by a strange sound, something between a howl and a shout that seemed to resonate deep within the forest. My heart thudded in my chest, a drum in the quiet night. I laid still, my breathing hitching, trying to discern the source of the disturbance. It grew louder, the echoes bouncing through the trees like a game of tag played by restless spirits. The creature's eyes, two points of crimson light, pierced the dark canvas of my tent, watching me with an intensity that was both fascinating and terrifying. Fear coiled in my stomach, but I knew that I had to act. I fumbled in my pocket for the air horn I always carried, a silent guardian against the unknown. With trembling hands, I raised it up and squeezed the trigger. The sound was like a thunderclap in the stillness, a blast that shattered the serenity of the night. The creature recoiled, the red eyes vanishing into the foliage. The echo of the horn bellowed through the woods, a clarion call to the slumbering campers. In the stillness that followed, I heard the rustle of nylon and the hurried whispers of my neighbors. The beam of a flashlight swept through the trees, the footsteps growing closer. A group of campers, roused by the commotion, gathered around my tent, their faces etched with concern and curiosity. They spoke in hushed tones, sharing their own unsettling experiences, their eyes reflecting the light like those of nocturnal creatures. I didn't know that I wasn't the only one that was experiencing this in the woods that night. And lucky for me, they were close enough to hear my air horn and know that they, too, were not alone. We formed an impromptu night watch, our collective fear weaving a tapestry of unity amidst the vast solitude. The air was electric with tension, each of us acutely aware of the unseen presence that lurked just beyond the ring of our firelight. The crackling of the fire grew louder, a comforting sound that seemed to hold the darkness at bay. We sat in silence, the occasional pop of a log the only sound to break the tension, our eyes scanning the shadows for any sign of this intruder. As the night progressed, our stories grew more vivid, the tales of the local dogman of the Sequoias. The creature was said to roam these very woods, a beast with the body of a man and the head of a dog, its eyes glowing with an eerie light. My fellow campers spoke of sightings and strange noises that had plagued the area for generations. Of course, these were campfire tales that none of us ever believed in, yet for some reason, this particular night, this very dogman made its rumor, myth, a reality. With each retelling, the creature grew more real, its presence a palpable force that hovered over us like a malevolent specter. The night grew colder, and the fire's warmth was a beacon of comfort against the encroaching chill. We huddled closer, the warmth of our shared fear a bond that transcended the ordinary boundaries of acquaintances. The creature never did return, but its absence was a constant reminder of the mysteries that dwell in the heart of the wilderness. Our eyes remained fixed on the edge of the light, our ears tuned to the symphony of the forest, now a cacophony of potential threats. As the first light of dawn began to peek through the leaves, we slowly dispersed, each retreating to our own campsites to contemplate the events of the night. Looking back now, why the hell did we all just not leave right then and there? But for some reason, they chose to go in the direction they had heard the air horn to check up on me instead of darting off after their own experience. I could never thank them enough. The sense of camaraderie lingered, a sliver that lined in the shadow of the terror that had visited us. The experience had changed us, etched a shared memory into the fabric of our own individual journeys. We were no longer alone in the wilderness. We were a band of witnesses to the secret that the woods had revealed under the cloak of darkness. The rest of my trip was uneventful, the only echo of the dogman's visit being the occasional shiver that would run down my spine when the woods grew too quiet. Yet, the encounter left me with a newfound respect for the power of the unexplained and the strength of human connection in the face of the unknown. As I packed up my gear, I couldn't help but look back at the spot where the creature had stood, wondering if it was still watching, a silent sentinel of the world that existed just beyond the fingers of our own. And I could never thank those people enough. Luckily, we exchanged phone numbers, and I even have a couple of them on my Facebook page to this day. Knowing now that human kindness is still out there, and the power of numbers is truly power.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
My girlfriend and I are seasoned hikers. We've tackled everything from rugged mountain trails to swampy, mosquito-infested paths, and I've always made it out unscathed. But this time was different. This time, the trail almost didn't let us go. It started with a warning. I know, that sounds over the top, but it's true. The guy at the ranger station, a wiry, middle-aged man with a leathery face, looked up from his clipboard as we signed in.
"You two sticking to the main trail?"
He sounded like he must have smoked 4 packs a day for the last decade. "Planning on taking the loop trail up to the summit," I replied. "We've been looking into it for a while, and we think the weather's just right for this weekend. We've never been through the park before, but we've heard it's beautiful." My girlfriend curled her arm through mine and rested her cheek on my shoulder. "It's gonna be great. I think you might have something special planned for us." I didn't. My smile turned nervous. The ranger hesitated, his pen hovering over the paper. Could he tell I didn't have a ring? Was he about to out me? No. He braced a hand on the counter and leaned forward, eyes serious beneath bushy eyebrows.
"Stick to the marked paths, and if you hear anything strange, like a kid crying, you keep walking. Don't stop, don't look, just keep walking."
"What?" My girlfriend gave a nervous laugh.
"Don't want you to get lost."
The ranger's eyes didn't waver.
"People go looking for what they shouldn't, and not all of them come back."
We decided it was just some backwoods superstition to spook tourists. What else could it be? So after we brushed off the nerves, we shouldered our packs and started up the trail. The first few hours were uneventful, just the two of us surrounded by towering pines, the crunch of dirt and leaves underfoot, and the occasional bird call. If you've ever been out on a hike before, well, there you go. Standard day. My girlfriend kept looking over at me, eyes gone to honey. I didn't know why she thought this was a special proposal trip. It wasn't until we parked I even realized that's where her expectations were set. And my attention? Yeah, I was trying to figure out what I was going to do to cushion the blow when we hit summit. Then we heard it. A child's voice, crying. We stopped dead in our tracks. Amber froze, her eyes wide.
"Do you hear that?"
I nodded, my stomach twisting into knots. It sounded like a little girl, maybe 6 or 7 years old.
Help me!
She was calling out, her voice breaking with sobs.
Please, help me! Mommy! Daddy!
Her voice grew quieter with fear.
Anyone?
Hello? Are you okay? I called, my voice bouncing off the trees.
The crying stopped. For a moment, the forest was silent. Too silent. No sound, no birds, nothing. Then the crying started again, louder this time, closer.
We need to check it out,
Amber said, already stepping off the trail. She waved her arms to the side to keep her balance as she made her way down the incline. Every instinct I had screamed at me to stop her.
The ranger said... Screw what the ranger said, she snapped. If that was your kid out there, wouldn't you want someone to help?
She had a point. Against my better judgment, I followed her down the incline and into the trees. The crying led us deeper into the woods.
Help me. Someone, please.
She sounded frantic, but the further we went, the more I noticed something was off. The voice wasn't changing direction. Normally, if someone is lost, their voice shifts as they move or they turn their head. But this sound, it was static, like it was coming from a fixed point. The ranger's warning came back to my mind. My steps started to slow down.
Amber, I think we should go back. Something's not right.
I can't find you. Please, I'm scared.
The kid was sobbing now.
Stop acting like a jerk, Amber snapped. She's got to be right ahead of us.
Amber was right. 20 more feet and we saw her. She was sitting on a fallen log, her back to us, wearing a dirty pink jacket and clutching her knees to her chest.
Hi, sweetie, Amber called gently, stepping closer. Are you lost? Where are your parents?
The girl didn't answer. She just kept crying, her shoulders shaking with each sob.
Please, help me.
Amber crouched down, reaching out to touch her shoulder.
Wait, I said, my voice barely above a whisper.
Something about this felt wrong. Why was she just sitting there? When Amber had called for her, why hadn't she tried to find us?
Amber, we should just go get the ranger. Come on.
The girl's crying stopped. In one smooth, jerky motion, she turned to face us. Her eyes weren't right. They were too large, too dark, reflecting the light like an animal's.
You found me!
Her mouth stretched wide into a grin that split her face unnaturally, revealing rows of sharp, needle-like teeth.
I knew you would. I knew if I called for you that you would find me.
Then her skin, her entire skin, began to split down the middle like a zipper. I don't know what I was expecting to see underneath, but it wasn't this. It wasn't the sinewy, raw-looking creature that crawled out of its human shell like some spider shedding its exoskeleton. Amber screamed, stumbling backwards. I grabbed her arm, yanking her to her feet, shouting, "Run!" so loudly that it made my throat sting. We bolted, crashing through the underbrush, branches whipping at our faces. Behind us, I heard the creature give a low, guttural growl, followed by the unmistakable sound of something running fast. It was chasing us. We hit the incline, then the trail, and didn't stop running until we bursted back into the ranger station, gasping for air. The ranger looked up from his desk, his face grim.
You heard it, didn't you?
We nodded, too shaken to speak. He sighed, getting up and locking the door.
You're lucky you ran. Most people don't.
We didn't ask what he meant. We didn't want to know.
We've hiked dozens of trails since this day, but we've never gone back to that forest. And if we ever hear crying in the woods again, we'll keep walking.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm not one to believe in ghosts or monsters, but something happened to me 2 years ago that I still can't explain. I've never told anyone, not because I think that they'd call me crazy, but because I don't want to relive it. Writing it down feels safer. Maybe by sharing it, I'll finally stop seeing it in my dreams. It was late autumn, and my brother and I decided to go hiking in the same state forest near my hometown. We had done it 100 times before, but this time, we thought it would be fun to camp overnight. The forest was beautiful that time of year, all fiery reds and oranges, and the air was crisp but not too cold. We packed light, brought some snacks and beer, and headed out just before dusk. By the time we had reached a good spot to set up camp, the sun was already low, casting shadows through the trees. We pitched the tent, started a small fire, and spent a couple of hours just talking and laughing, the way you do when the world feels far away. Around midnight, we started to hear noises. At first, it was just rustling in the bushes. We figured it was just an animal, a deer maybe, or a raccoon. But then came this clicking sound, like two stones tapping together, rhythmic and deliberate.
"Did you hear that?"
my brother asked, his voice low.
"Yeah," I said.
We both sat still, straining to listen. The clicking continued, growing louder, then softer, as if whatever was making the noises was circling us.
"Probably just some weird bird," I said, trying to sound casual.
But my brother didn't look convinced, and neither was I. Then we saw the eyes. They were faint at first, two pale orbs reflecting the firelight from beyond the tree line. They weren't high up like you would expect from an animal. They were at ground level, staring up at us unblinking.
"What the hell is that?" my brother whispered.
I didn't answer. I couldn't. The eyes moved closer, slow and deliberate, and as they did, the clicking sound grew louder. My brother grabbed the flashlight and pointed it towards the eyes. Nothing. The beam cut through the trees, illuminating nothing but empty forest. Yet the eyes were still there, just outside the flashlight's reach.
"Turn it off," I said.
"What?"
turn it off. Reluctantly, he clicked the flashlight off, plunging us into darkness again. The eyes were closer now. And then we heard it. A low, guttural growl, not like any animal I had ever heard. It sounded wrong, like it didn't belong in this world. "Run," I whispered. We didn't grab anything, not even our backpacks. We just ran, the fire still crackling behind us. The forest was pitch black, and the only light came from the moon flickering through the branches. I could hear my brother panting beside me, and behind us, the clicking sound was faster now, almost frantic. We didn't stop until we had reached the car. When we slammed the doors shut and locked them, we just sat there gasping for air. Neither one of us said anything. Eventually, my brother turned the key and we sped out of there, leaving the forest and whatever was in it far behind. The next day, we went back to get our stuff. Everything was still there, untouched. But around the campsite, the ground was covered in strange marks. Long, deep scratches in the dirt, as if something had crawled around the fire all night. We never went back to that forest. And sometimes, late at night, I still hear the clicking.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The moon hung low in the blackened sky, its pale light struggling to break through the dense canopy of the forest. Alex stumbled over gnarled roots and patches of frozen earth, his breath coming in ragged clouds. He had taken the wrong path hours ago, lured by what he thought was the sound of running water. Now, he was hopelessly lost. The woods were eerily silent, save for the crunch of dead leaves beneath his boots. It wasn't just silence. This was an oppressive void. No rustling animals, no wind through the branches. Only the sound of his own heartbeat thudding in his ears. Alec paused to gather his bearings, shining his flashlight into the abyss of trees. That's when he first heard it. A faint wet sound, like something being dragged. The noise was distant, almost imperceptible, but it prickled the hairs on his neck. He turned slowly, the beam of his flashlight cutting a narrow swath through the darkness.
"Hello?"
he called out, his voice brittle. Silence. Then the dragging sound again, closer this time. Alec's stomach churned. He pushed forward, picking up his pace, desperate to put distance between himself and whatever was lurking out there. The dragging grew louder, punctuated by a sickening squelch. His legs burned as he ran blindly through the forest, the flashlight bobbing wildly in his grip. Suddenly, his foot snagged on something, sending him sprawling. He hit the ground hard, his flashlight skittering away. Groaning, Alex pushed himself up, his palms slick with cold mud and something else. Something sticky. He gagged as the metallic stench hit him. Blood. His hands were coated in it. Panicked, he scrambled for the flashlight and swept it around. The beam landed on a tangle of viscera spilling out from the hollow of a tree. A deer, or whatever was left of it. Its ribs jutted out like broken fingers, the flesh around them shredded and glistening. The animal's head was missing entirely. The dragging sound was louder now, accompanied by a low, guttural growl. Alex spun around, the light catching a flash of movement. A shape, humanoid but impossibly wrong, lurched between the trees. Its limbs were too long, its joints bending at grotesque angles. Its eyes gleamed like wet stones, reflecting the flashlight's beam. Alec bolted, his breath hitching with every step. He didn't dare look back, but the sound of pursuit was unmistakable. Heavy, wet footsteps pounded the forest floor. He crashed through a clearing and stumbled into a shallow creek, the icy water shocking his senses. The thing behind him was close, too close. He could hear its ragged breathing, a guttural rasp that sent shivers down his spine. Alec turned just in time to see it emerge from the shadows. Its skin was a patchwork of torn flesh and sinew, glistening with blood. Its face, or what should have been its face, was a twisted mask of raw meat, the jaw unhinged like a snake's. It lunged. Alex screamed as its claws raked across his chest, tearing through the fabric and skin like paper. He fell back into the creek, the icy water mixed with the warmth of his blood. The creature loomed over him, its jaw widening further, revealing rows of needle-like teeth. Desperate, Alec grabbed a jagged rock that he had found in the creek bed and swung it with all of his strength. The rock connected with the creature's head, cracking against bone. It reeled back, giving him a moment to scramble to his feet. He ran, clutching his torn chest, the pain blinding. The forest seemed to close in around him, the trees twisting into grotesque shapes. His vision blurred, his body screaming for rest, but he couldn't stop. The sound of pursuit faded, replaced by a new sound, a whispering. Dozens of voices hissing and murmuring from all directions. Alex slowed, his head spinning. The whispers grew louder, overlapping into an incomprehensible cacophony. Then he saw them. Figures, barely visible in the gloom, their hollow eyes glowing faintly. They surrounded him, their forms shifting and melting into the shadows. One stepped closer, its face splitting into a grotesque grin. It reached out, and Alex's scream was swallowed by the darkness. By morning, the forest was silent again. The search party found no trace of Alec, only his flashlight, cracked and smeared with blood, lying next to the creek. The deer carcass was gone. But deep within the woods, the whispers continued.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.